So don't delay, act now. Supplies are running out. Eclipse glasses for sale, but you can't wait for the mail. And if you get the right kind, the eclipse won't make you blind. But if there's none, you better not be staring at the sun. Better not be staring at the sun.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Welcome to the show.
Now, because it is Monday.
Happy Monday.
What? It's Monday already?
How are you so awake?
How are you awake?
Well, I volunteered
to entertain folks.
Entertainment is just a tool that pacifies the masses.
That doesn't matter to me.
That doesn't matter to me.
I do it every day.
Well, that's mighty nice.
Mighty nice of you.
How do I know I'm getting quality?
You hear the radio?
Turn it up. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Schoetz. So darn happy to be here on a Monday morning. I need another day, I think. I honestly think I need another day. Maddie, all last week, had camp. She had theater camp, and they did Seussical Junior at the Academy Center of the Arts on the historic theater stage. And that kiddo, I mean, all the kids were just fantastic. And they got their parts and learned an entire play in 4 days and then performed it twice right in front of a live audience. It was amazing. I was tired for her. And then yesterday, all we did was we just sat around the house. I mean, just literally, we just sat around the house the entire day. Did absolutely, positively nothing, and I am still, I'm beat. I'm just beat. Maybe I should start taking Mondays off. I don't know. Pull Johnny Carson. Hi there. It is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa, I said. Yeah, there she is. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa device as well. That's even easier. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can also find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or you can just go to radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcasts. We are live when we're live on the Mike Show channel, and we're best of when we're not. You can also listen to our Modern Alternative, because that is the music channel that we use for the show. All right. Yes, we play music in between segments on Radio 434, just like the show that we did on KHF. Except we're playing a more modern alternative now than pop hits. So you can check that out if you would like. It's our feature channel. If you are listening and you want to watch the show segments, you can flip on over to our Facebook page. It's at The Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. And like us long time. You can check out our videos. You can check out our bits and clips and things and stuff. And each one of the... I don't need that. Well, thank you for updating it, though. Each one of our show segments are right there on the Facebook Live. You can watch them. You can watch the interviews. You can share them with your friends. We really appreciate that. So thank you so much. Coming up on today's program, what are we doing today? Well, it's the Monday edition of the show. Is Cammie joining us from Centra Health? All right. We will effort an answer on that. In addition to today is the solar eclipse day, so we've got a lot of solar eclipse nonsense that we'll tell you about. That's all on the way, including we've got a solar eclipse roundup, cloud cover, conspiracy nonsense, and the right colors to wear. That's all on the way. Okay, so here I want to duplicate what the solar eclipse is going to be like. Okay, we can do that right here. Close your eyes. There it is. All right. Plus, we've got our top list today. Top pickup lines that you can use at an eclipse viewing. Okay. So there you go. Are we going to be able to see it here? No, we're not. No. Didn't think so. But we'll talk about it. And we'll give you tips and all the nonsense and stuff like that. I do have eclipse glasses. When the last solar eclipse happened, that we could actually see it. We went down to Busch Gardens that day, and we watched the solar eclipse at Busch Gardens from right out in front of the Beer Haas, or it was the Oktoberfest. Yeah, that was where we were when we watched the last solar eclipse. Anyway, so we got that, plus your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got a good news story for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Solar Eclipse Beer. It was brewed during the solar eclipse. Made from spring water that rushed during the eclipse process. Made only from wheat, hops, and barley grown in the total eclipse areas. For a smoother taste than those other partial eclipse beers. Make sure you're asking for the total eclipse beer. Anything else would be like buying half a bottle. So taste the beer with the perfect blend of both sun and moon. Solar Eclipse Beer. Sun on the label, moon on the cap.
The Mike Show. I wonder if you can get that at Three Roads. I hope so. Hi there. So darn happy you could join us. Yeah, it is Solar Eclipse Day. And so what does that mean? What is the path of totality? That's going to be today's show name for the podcast. So here's some info for you. And we've got some interesting Here are points of interest for you on the program. I haven't had enough coffee, by the way. The shadow of today's eclipse crosses into South Texas at 1:27 p.m. Central and ends in Maine about an hour later at 3:35 p.m. Eastern. The biggest storyline this weekend was cloud cover, and would the whole thing be a bust? So, I don't know. I mean, what we'll see is about 85% here. So we'll see. You know, it'll get dark this afternoon, and then it'll get light again. Here, close your eyes. That's what it'll look like. The path of totality is crossing over a few cities and towns with perfect names, like Shadowland, Texas, Moon, Oklahoma, Corona, Missouri, Sun Valley, Ohio, Moon Beach, New York, and Eclipse Island in Canada, which, by the way, was named after explorers saw an eclipse there in 1766. A handful of people will get to brag about seeing the eclipse from 30,000 feet up. Delta scheduled a flight from Austin to Detroit that aligns with the path of totality, and the last few seats sold for more than $1,100 one way. Do you need to do anything to protect your pets from an eclipse? Well, unless your dog normally likes staring directly at the sun, probably not. That being said, NASA is running a big study today to look at how animals react to the eclipse. As the temperatures drop and it gets dark, and birds and other wildlife tend to act funny because, you know, they think it's nighttime. That's it. This seems dumb, but it's not. Could the eclipse disrupt cell service? Well, not the eclipse itself, but an influx of tourists along the path of totality could overwhelm cell towers in some spots. All those tourists are also why we've seen so many emergency alerts about the eclipse over the past month. A lot of small towns along the path aren't used to having so many people around. Some schools across the country canceled class today, partly because they didn't want to be responsible for kids staring at an eclipse and hurting their eyes. Conspiracy theorists have been telling people to just stare at the eclipse with no eye protection because, of course, they have not sure who needs to hear this, but don't do that. Yeah. NASA felt the need to debunk a myth that you can't eat during an eclipse.
That you can't eat during an eclipse?
The idea is it somehow poisons food because the radiation from the sun is different. It's not true. So feel free to pop some popcorn while you watch it. In other food news, a few restaurant chains have deals today. The BK Burger King has a buy one, get one Whopper. Chili's has a free appetizer deal. And Pizza Hut has a $12 pizza deal called the Total Eclipse of the Hut. I love it. And then, fun fact, there are good and bad colors to wear during an eclipse. Red and green stand out in low lighting and look best in photos. Black, white, gray, and brown are the worst colors to wear. So here are some even more interesting points about today's total eclipse. This was posted on YouTube, and this is from CBS Sunday Morning.
The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but by happy coincidence, it is also 400 times further away. So from our perspective, they are the same size. The sky and everything else around you, the wind sometimes starts to pick up. Animals get confused. The streetlights come on. It's not like nighttime. The sky takes on this sort of fish scaly, shimmery quality, and you will freak out.
Looking directly at the sun can permanently damage your vision, which is why you need eye protection.
Once totality hits, you can take the glasses off because there's not much light coming from the sun. Once the sun starts to come out again, you do need to remember to put your glasses back on. See your first eclipse, photograph your second. And I have seen this personally, where there is an eclipse and the person is not looking up, they're fiddling with their camera, and then before you know it, the eclipse is gone. You never saw it. And you didn't get the picture.
Nope. All right, so that was Ed Ting. He's an astronomy author and educator. Let's see. Oh, okay, so that brings us to our top list. Rejoice, eclipse lovers, your day has finally arrived. But what happens if the magic from the objects above leads to more magic with the hottie beside you? You see where we're going with this? Don't worry, we got you covered with today's list. It's our top list today. Top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing, all right? Here we go, number one. Where's the music? Music? There we go, thank you. Top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. If the moon's a-blockin', let's get rockin'. Is that a telescope in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? If your ass is an eclipse, I just went blind. What? Top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. The sun and moon are aligned. Should we join them? Huh? Top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. This eclipse will last 4 minutes. I know how to film two. Top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. I brought protection, and not just for my eyes. Top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. You know, if you want to score a date at a viewing party. Here we go. The sudden chill in the air due to the absence of the sun isn't the only reason my nipples are hard. And top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. If I can't see the sun, can I still see Uranus? What? Anyway, The Mike Show. That was the worst one. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we've got news and then not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Baseball is back in the Hill City, which means you need to be at Bank of the James Stadium. Come on out for opening week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, April 9th through the 14th. Join us for opening day on Tuesday night for all the pageantry and to receive a free magnet schedule so you never miss a game. Then on Friday, come on back for our 30th anniversary celebration featuring a t-shirt giveaway courtesy of High Peak. And no opening week would be complete without a Saturday night fireworks show. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-HillCats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. A total eclipse takes place today. It'll be two decades before another total eclipse, which gives you just enough time to watch Killers of the Flower Moon and Oppenheimer. Some people think the total eclipse is the end of the world. They're wrong, of course. That will be when Travis and Taylor split. Remember, today's eclipse can seriously damage your eyes if you don't wear protection, which is why many believe today Nick Cannon will go blind. A Chipotle employee in Michigan was shot in the leg by a customer after a dispute over guacamole. So remember the Chipotle greeting. If you have a hassle over your guac, be sure to pull out your Glock. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this Monday total eclipse of the heart day, I guess. I don't know. There's your downtown tower cam, our new vantage point with a great shot of the river and the fountain and the bridge. There you go. All right. So are you down for the eclipse? Many people traveled across the country for a chance to see it today. And that makes some sense, I guess. It's a rare event that won't happen again for at least 20 years. But other people could care less. A poll asked more than 35,000 people if they were hoping to see the total eclipse. 26% of people said yes. They've made plans to witness it. Another 27% said they will probably catch it, but don't have any specific plans. Another 18% said they'll miss it, but they wish they could witness it. And then 14% of people said they have no plans at all and are not interested whatsoever, even if it was passing over their home. There are a lot of old folks in this category. Younger people were more interested in checking it out. This was mainly about the total eclipse, which will arc from Texas around Indiana and Ohio, then up to Maine. But a partial eclipse will happen throughout the continental United States, along with most of Mexico and Canada. Let's see. Should we save this for stupid criminals? Yeah, let's save that one for stupid criminals. Let's talk about this. There's a new study out on dating apps that claims men are making a huge mistake on their profiles. They're talking about sports too much. Men talking about sports? You don't say. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with listing hobbies like playing or watching sports or sharing sports-related anecdotes on dates if that's what you're interested in. But if you're trying to stand out to a potential partner, you should include a more diverse set of hobbies and interests, including ones that might appeal more to another person or that you'd like to do, you know, or things you'd like to do with that other person, maybe. According to the data, the top five interests for men on Tinder are football or soccer, sports, lifting weights, bars, and comedy. Meanwhile, the top five interests for women are travel, music, movies, coffee, and walking. And only 4% of women mentioned football compared to 23% of men. Now, okay, I see, like, guys, you're just being real, right? You're actually looking. You're looking for that needle in the haystack. You're looking for that 4%er that is interested in sports. You're looking for that lady or guy friend or whatever who would want to go to a Pittsburgh Penguins game with you. I get it. Anyway, now the results may seem a little sexist. But they're apparently based on actual profiles, so it's a fact that male singles are more obsessed with sports and female singles are more intrigued by the arts and long walks on the beach. The area where there's the most overlap is fitness and workouts. Okay. All right. This is interesting. Okay, here's a question. Are teenagers even responsible enough to babysit these days? I think it depends on the teenager. But for the most part, personally, I think that when I was a kid, teenagers were much more, as a teen, I was much more responsible than teenagers that I see today. And again, it's not all cases. But if you rely on teenagers to babysit your kids, or is that an outdated idea? Should you get somebody older, maybe? Kids watching kids is becoming far less common. A lot of parents use apps or websites to hire adults now because they're worried that teens just aren't responsible enough or might get distracted and watch the TikTok the whole time. Someone asked over 30,000 adults if they think teenage babysitters are more or less trustworthy than 50 years ago. Only 9% said more, 39% said less, 32% said about the same, and 20% said they're not sure. For a lot of us, babysitting was a first job, and a lot of us did it. So there's a big change. 56% of adults say they got paid to babysit at least once as a teen. That includes 70% of women and 42% of men. And we got time for one more. Finally. On the East Coast, on Friday, 42 million people felt that 4.8 earthquake, the magnitude 4.8 earthquake that hit the East Coast on Friday. But no one was more shaken than this guy. 33-year-old Justin Allen lives in Horsham, Pennsylvania. It's just outside of Philadelphia. It's about 40 miles, by the way, from the epicenter in New Jersey. And he happened to...
Wait a second. I
need sound effects for this. He happened to be in the middle of a vasectomy.
Yikes.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, vasectomy. He was halfway through the 20-minute surgery when the whole room started to shake. And he was awake for the procedure, by the way, which is normal. He thought maybe a train went by until his doctor said, "Is that an earthquake?" Justin thought he was joking at first, just to lighten the mood. So did it affect the procedure at all? Well, it looks like Justin might never have kids again. Because the surgery was a success. They got back to it a few minutes later. Everything went fine. He's already got two kids, by the way. He tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back. In all caps, he wrote, "An effing earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy." He says a surgeon and everyone else in the room agreed. They'd never forget where they were when that earthquake hit. all right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals. And then we've got sounds, and we want to place them lovingly in your ear holes. That is all on the way with Audio Vault. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area. And our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day that we what do? We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. Probably not. All right, here we go. Oh, it's all eclipse themed. So here, let me pull up this graphic. This will show you where the path of totality is, where you're best gonna see 100%. Should we enhance that a little bit? I know that doesn't make sense for our listeners, but here, let's. All right, is that a little bit better? I think that's a little bit better. Okay, so here's where we're at. All right, right there. So we're not anywhere in the path of totality. Okay, here we go. Number one. A solar eclipse occurs when the sun, the moon, and the earth are all aligned, or in what's known as... How the heck do you say that? How do you say that?
Syzygy.
Syzygy?
Syzygy.
Okay, you're making this up. That's a made-up word.
Syzygy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's irritated. The moon then casts a shadow on the Earth. Number two, everyone in the continental United States will see at least a partial eclipse today if you have clear skies. Check out the map. A solar eclipse, number three, can cause a sunset-like glow in every direction. Here, let's get some music in here. Where's the musica thing? There we go. A sunset-like glow. In every direction. It's called a 360-degree sunset, which you might notice during the 2024 eclipse. That effect is caused by light from the sun in areas outside of the path of the total eclipse and only lasts as long as totality. Number four, a town called Eclipse in Texas will see a 94% partial solar eclipse. And then number five, how long will the eclipse last? Well, it depends on where you're at. The longest duration of totality will be 4 minutes, 28 seconds near, how do you pronounce that? Torreon, Mexico?
Torreon, Mexico.
Torreon, Mexico. Okay. So that's where you'll see it the most, the longest duration, rather. 4 minutes, 28 seconds. Oddly enough, that is 1 second longer than Bonnie Tyler's hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is 4 minutes and 27 seconds. Huh? Coincidence? I think not. Most places along the center line of the eclipse path will see a totality duration between 3.5 to 4 minutes. So there you go. Those are your five random facts. It's the Mike Show. Play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
Yep. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break? A burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. That means Cammie's joining us. Hi.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing so good. Happy Monday.
Happy...
Happy Eclipse Day. Let's say that. Eclipse Day.
That's
Solar eclipse.
All right. I can give you a sneak peek, a preview of what the eclipse is going to be like.
Okay.
I got this down pat. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Close your eyes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Just close your eyes.
There we go.
Close.
Keep them closed.
Good. Keep them closed. And... there. That's your solar eclipse.
There we go.
There we go.
Need to buy glasses.
Well, I don't think we can't see it here.
No, it's going to be like an 85% here, which is, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot. You have to really travel to like Ohio or something.
Or Texas.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. It's a long drive.
I'm not doing that either just to see an eclipse.
Just for Monday.
Around 9 o'clock tonight. Yeah. That'll be very similar to what the eclipse will be. Or close your eyes. It's so darn happy to have you on the program. By the way, the last solar eclipse that you could actually experience, we were down at Busch Gardens.
No way.
Yeah, we were right in front of Oktoberfest, and we watched the solar eclipse from Oktoberfest. It was really cool.
See, that's a cool experience.
It was very cool, and the kids actually remember it, and you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we had the silly glasses and
stuff.
Yes,
it was like 2017. I went with my son's kindergarten class, and we were like on the blacktop in very defined lines with a bunch of kindergartens telling them, don't take your glasses off. It was a very chaotic experience.
Yeah, I'll
bet. Not quite as cool as Oktoberfest.
Yeah. And that was cool. And then we could go inside and we could get schnitzel.
Oh, see, that's even better. Anyway.
Yeah. Because nothing says eclipse like schnitzel.
Like schnitzel.
Yeah, yeah. But I digress, and that's not why you're here. You're here to tell us about and so much more. It's your podcast with Centra Health. Tell us, and by the way, we pre-gamed a little bit. Which is kind of a no-no, but we did it anyway. Some of the topics are going to be a little heavier than what we usually do on this program because we're lighthearted and the goofy side of the news and all that kind of stuff. But there are important topics that you guys cover and you guys help folks with. And really empower folks with your podcast and so just I'm prefacing today's interview and segment with that.
Yeah, and I think that's important because Centra is we're a hospital. You know, we deal with in some cases the worst day of someone's life, and so being there in that day in a way that they're going to feel supportive and seen is huge. And so the topic that we just released last week, the podcast episode, was about Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Okay.
And so we brought in our forensic services director. Her name is April, and she is just a rock star. And she talked about what does that look like when you are coming into the emergency room because there's some kind of abuse or sexual assault. And it's also Child Abuse Awareness Month, and that's something that's so near and dear to her heart.
Yeah.
And so we kind of covered a few of those things. But we also brought in a representative. Her name's Lauren McQuillan from Freedom 424.
Okay.
Because the intersect between sexual assault and human trafficking is so much larger than people think.
Wow.
And it's here. It is local. It is not something that's happening, you know, miles and miles and miles away that's never going to impact you.
Yeah.
And so just hearing their very wise perspectives of, what to do, how to be aware, how to protect. The amount of education out there is incredible, and we have all the information we provide to you in that episode. So be sure to go and watch it because it's just so equipping.
That's it. And again, right at the top of the interview, Centra is a hospital.
Yes.
And it is so important to understand that, you know, you guys, your staff, your team is dealing with, what is probably somebody's worst day ever.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely.
That they could even imagine. So, the subject matter is important, and you can learn so much by visiting your website and also searching wherever you get your podcasts. Look for And So Much More.
Yes.
The podcast from Centra. So what other topics? What are you getting ready to do today?
So I'm excited. So I'm coming back from spring break today. So I'm coming back from a week off. But we're jumping right in. We're going to meet with some representatives from psychiatric and behavioral health because there's so many mental health services that are provided through Centra.
Yeah.
And so when a patient comes, whether they're apprehensive or not, maybe they're gung-ho. This is like a big first step. Coming into that appointment, where to go, how to navigate those buildings over in VBH, it can be a bit of a maze.
Yeah.
And then knowing what services we offer is just, it's important for people to have that information at their fingertips. So we're going to walk around what's called the Barker Crowley Building, and we're going to even start at the bus stop because you don't have a vehicle.
Sure.
Maybe you need to know what bus stops do you go to? Where is it available? Where is access? And so we're going to talk about how to get to that appointment, what that appointment looks like, and just walk around, give you a visual, a little inside perspective.
And folks who are maybe you're a caregiver or maybe you're somebody a family member, and you've got someone who is in that situation and needs to know it, share this podcast, share the video with them and say, look, here's how you get around.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. And break down that wall, break down that stigmatism. Like, you can do this. Like, you can do, and here's what you do. Here's what walking to your appointment looks like. Here's what walking into the door and being greeted by that very familiar, very pleasant face behind the counter. Like, break down that stigmatism and make that first step a little bit easier for someone who this appointment might be really necessary.
Absolutely. It's And So Much More, the ampersand So Much More podcast. It's with Centra Health.
Yes.
So much great information. How many episodes have you produced so far?
Oh, well, we are just now into a brand new season, and we have done, I think, 10 so far this year.
Wow.
It's been a very, maybe more than that, but it's been a very busy year. In a very good way, there's just so much happening, so much to talk about. Modernization plan is huge, and all of the openings and the happenings. But then also, like, there are services that happen every day, primary care visits, and talking about those relationships. Like, these are people. Are your caregivers, are your neighbors, they're the people you run into at the grocery store. And so giving you some insight into who they are. We've talked a lot about that this season.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to listening to and watching your next episode. Looking forward to seeing all the great information. I saw the new building going up on Langhorne.
Yes.
At least the construction site, not the building itself yet.
Yes, it's coming. It's coming. I'm excited.
So, yeah, that's coming along. And of course, we'll tell you all about that and help you navigate it once that gets up and running.
Absolutely.
Well, Cammie, thank you so much for joining us each and every Monday now.
So excited.
Cammie's going to be here. She's going to be part of the show. We really appreciate it. You can check out again And So Much More, the podcast. Visit Centra Health, your website for that, centrahealth.com, or anywhere you get your podcast.
Yes.
Just search And So Much More. Cammie, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show coming up. A little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. And here, Eclipse. There. That's your Eclipse right there. I'm sorry.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to centrahealth.com.
you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Okay, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. You get the picture. All right, here we go. Where are we at? Okay, everybody's getting ready for today's total eclipse. Hey, Alexa, do you have any more last-minute tips for viewing it today?
Here are a few more tips for viewing the eclipse. An eclipse of this magnitude won't happen in the United States again for 20 years. So by all means, only look at it through your smartphone. Here's another tip. Although not as impressive, your uncle with the mullet will also be holding viewings of his Mitsubishi Eclipse. Or, try this. If you miss the path of totality, don't worry. A band with the same name is playing at Coachella on Friday. Mm-hmm. And the eclipse can cause uncharacteristic behavior in pets. Don't be surprised if your dog howls. Or if your cat shows affection. Good luck watching the eclipse and try not to go blind.
I'll try not to, Aunt Bethany. Thank you, baby. Okay, so here is a Dallas-Fort Worth TV news reporter talking about today's total solar eclipse. However, this happened back in 1979. He was talking about today's total solar eclipse. Here we go. Listen.
You missed today's eclipse, you'll have another chance in the year 2024. That's the year that Texas will see a total solar eclipse. This is Pat Couch, the Texas News.
All right, Pat. Dallas is one of the major cities that will get full coverage today. No, we're going to save that one. Save that one. Save that one. Here we go. Friday, April 5th, was the 30th anniversary of the death of Kurt Cobain, but the news didn't break until he was found 3 days later. So actually, today is the 30th anniversary of when music fans woke up to the news. Here's Kurt Loder's MTV News report on the death of Kurt Cobain.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV News special report on a very sad day. Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead, and this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head. Police found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but have not yet divulged its contents. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for about 6 days, according to his mother.
Let's see. Just about a year before the internet would grow in popularity. That's how many heard the tragic news on April the 8th, 1994. Let's see. Oh, man. CJ Snare, the lead singer of Firehouse, died on Friday. He was 64, had a long battle with colon cancer. His daughter Heather said that his official cause of death was cardiac arrest. Here's a couple examples of his best songs with Firehouse. Yeah, that's the one I remember. The first Firehouse album was self-titled and released in 1990. By the way, it was just remastered this year. Speaking of music news, if you're a fan of the Country Music Awards, the CMT Music Awards were last night. Here's a montage of the big winners.
Collaborative Video of the Year.
And the winner is Carly Pearce featuring Chris Stapleton. We don't fight anymore.
The recipient of the first ever June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award, Trisha Yearwood.
CMT Performance of the Year.
Jelly Roll!
Duo, group,
Video of the Year.
Dan and Shay, save me the trouble.
Male Video of the Year.
Jerry Rowe, need a favor.
Female Video of the Year.
Come on back here, Lainey Wilson. Watermelon Moonshine.
Video of the Year.
Oh, my God. Jelly Roll will come on up here.
Yeah, there you go. Music. There, thank you. We already did that one. The women of South Carolina beat Iowa yesterday to win the NCAA Women's National Basketball Championship. Here is the final call.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship. 87-75 the final.
All right. The men's final is tonight in a battle of number one seeds. It's Purdue versus UConn. Check your local listings. We wrap up on CBS. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Here's comedian Jeff Allen talking about his wife's flawed reasoning for making him join a health club.
We're eating breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, could you pass me the butter knife? Oh. Now I'm thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in his room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Joining a health club? We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television. And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello, get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got a good news story for you. We'll share that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Baseball is back in the Hill City, which means you need to be at Bank of the James Stadium. Come on out for opening week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, April 9th through the 14th. Join us for opening day on Tuesday night for all the pageantry and to receive a free magnet schedule so you never miss a game. Then on Friday, come on back for our 30th anniversary celebration featuring a t-shirt giveaway courtesy of High Peak. And no opening week would be complete without a Saturday night fireworks show. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-HillCats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. A 34-year-old man from Pennsylvania named Kyle Good was just arrested for stealing from the Lancaster Stormers back in 2021. The Stormers, then known as the Barnstormers, play at Clipper Magazine Stadium in Lancaster, and they reported multiple items missing, including a digital projector, an Alexa smart speaker, the team manager's Bluetooth speaker, and around $200 from the team's swear jar. The thief also snagged the team CFO's credit card and attempted to make multiple charges, but all of them were declined except for a $26 cab ride. It wasn't hard to pin it on Good. He worked for the team at the time, and there's security footage of him taking all the items. He was originally charged back in 2022, but he's apparently spent the last 2 years on the run and was just finally arrested last week in New York. He's being extradited to Lancaster. And then there is this. A New York City homeowner caught a porch pirate in his trap and confronted him with a baseball bat. Here's Carlos Mejia of Queens confronting the would-be thief when he attempted to grab a decoy package off his porch.
Yo.
Listen.
Yo, I just didn't want nobody to take it, bro.
What you got in there?
Nothing, man.
What you got in that
yo,
bag?
Yo, this is my stuff. Yeah, you can, yo, you can have everything, bro. Yo, I live right there, bro.
Get on your knees. Get on your knees.
I am.
Wow. A Chipotle worker in Michigan was shot in the leg by a customer because of an argument over guacamole. Here are two witnesses talking about the shooting.
It was loud, and then we all just ran out because it was, yeah. I mean, wouldn't expect to, I wasn't really thinking about there was going to be a shot, but there was.
I was just eating a bowl, and I heard shouting. One of the workers went to the back. The customer walked around the counter, tried to grab his food and put it in a bag. And then the employee came back, and they started fighting. And then we heard a gunshot and just ran out as quick as we could.
He took his time getting out. He was probably 30 seconds after it. I was in my car, and I saw him just walk out to his car, close the door, and just drive off. Like, he didn't speed off or anything. It was weird to see.
Man. Yeah. Like, it would never happen there. What else? Oh, a man staying at a hotel in Las Vegas claims that the cleaning staff used his toothbrush to clean his room.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. You never know. Here is the accusation posted on Lavelle Jackson's TikTok.
So whatever you do, if you stay in that Mandalay Bay, from now on, any hotel, I will no longer be leaving my toothbrush out. And they use my toothbrush to clean. And they're being nasty to me about it. And they want to offer me a $50 credit. And what did they say? A new toothbrush. They use my toothbrush to clean. And they want to give me a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
Yummy. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A former Virginia school district teacher, this was in, where was this? Prince William County Schools. She was a teacher and a counselor, dedicated 67 years to the education system, and then left $1 million of her own money to an education fund for students. She recently passed away at the age of 95. Now she's being remembered for her amazing work. Here's Lillian Orlick talking about what she loved about being an educator, and school board member Lisa Zargarpur. I can't pronounce that, sorry. Talking about what a great person this lady was.
You know what's a highlight for me? When a student comes in here and says, Miss Orlick, you taught my granddad.
This is a lady who showed up early for work to make sure that she got all of the paperwork done so that she could spend her time when the students were there with the students. It means a lot. And it doesn't surprise me. This is Lillian Orlick giving and giving and giving.
And there you go. That is the good news. So that was not Lillian Orlick talking about what a great educator she was, giving and giving and giving. Anyway. But that's the good news. The Mike Show, Monday edition, the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Visit unitedwaycv.org. Get registered for the United Way 5K on the runway, which is coming up on the 27th.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. This portion of the broadcast is also brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?